Okay, hello everybody. I'm Tuomo Raitio from Aalto University, Helsinki, Finland, and I'm going to talk about HMM-based speech synthesis and how to improve the quality by utilizing a Claude Talsor's Pulse library. And this work is made in collaboration with my colleagues Antti Suni and Martti Vainio from the Helsinki University of Helsinki and Hannu Pulakka and Paavo Alku from the Aalto University. Okay, so here's the content of my talk. So let's go straight to the background. So basics, the ultimate goal of text-to-speech is to generate natural-sounding expression from arbitrary text. And today there are two major TTS trends. One is the unit selection, which is based on concatenating pre-recorded acoustical units. And this yields very, very natural quality at its best. But the adaptability is somewhat poor. The other method is statistical, which is based on modeling speech parameters with hidden Markov models. And it has better adaptability. And this work concerns about statistical synthesis. So, but the problem is that the quality is not so good. So our proposal for this is to decompose the speech signal into the glottal source signal and the vocal tract transfer function. And second, we further decompose the glottal source into several parameters and a glottal pulse library. And then we model these parameters in a normal HMM-based speech synthesis framework, HDS. And in synthesis states, we reconstruct the glottal source signal from the pulses and the parameters and filter it with the vocoder filter. So to the basics again, so the source of the glottal voiced speech is the glottal excitation, and then the signal goes to the vocal tract, and then we have speech. So we are interested in this glottal excitation very much in this work. So in the upper right figure, we have speech signal and estimated glottal flow below that. And how we can estimate the signal? We can, for example, use a method called glottal inverse filtering, which estimates the glottal source signal from the speech signal itself. There are several methods to perform this task. I won't go further into that, but we use a method that is based on iterative LPC, use of LPC. Okay, and then to the speech in the system. So this is very familiar, most of you, but I will go through this fast. So we have a speech database, and then we parameterize it and train the parameters according to the labels. And in synthesis states, we input text, analyze that, and we can generate parameters according to the text labels, and so we can reconstruct speech. And in this work, we are interested in this parameterization and synthesis steps. And by improving this, we try to make the speech more natural. So what we do in speech parameterization is we first window the signal, of course, and extract energy. And then we use the glottal inverse filtering. So we decompose the speech signal into the physiological corresponding parts, which is the glottal source and the vocal tract. We parameterize the vocal tract with LSFs and further parameterize the source with several parameters, which are fundamental frequency, harmonic noise ratio, spectral tilt with LPC, and harmonic magnitudes in the lower band. And finally, we extract the glottal flow pulses into the library and link those with corresponding source parameters. So how we do that? First, we determine the glottal closure instance from the differentiated glottal flow signal. And then we extract each complete two-period glottal source segment and window it with the hand window. And then we link these pulses with corresponding Galata source parameters, which are the energy, fundamental frequency, voice source spectrum, harmonic noise ratio, and the harmonics. And in addition, we store a downsampled 10 millisecond version of the pulse waveform in order to calculate the concatenation cost in the synthesis stage. And the pulse library may consist of hundreds or even thousands of Galata flow pulses. And here's an example of some of the pulses from the male speaker. Okay, then to the synthesis stage. So what we do is we want to reconstruct the voiced excitation. So we select the best matching pulses according to the voice source parameters generated by the HMM and in the pulse library. Then we scale the magnitude of the pulses and overlap at them to generate the excitation. For unvoiced excitation, we used only white noise. And finally, we filter the combined excitation and get synthetic speech. And the best pulse is selected by minimizing the joint cost composed of target and concatenation costs. So the target cost is root mean square error between the voice source parameters generated by the HMM and the one stored for each pulse. And we can, of course, have different weights for different parameters to tune the system. And the concatenation cost is the RMS error between the downsample versions of the pulse candidates. Okay, here's an example of the how the synthesis goes. So here, the voice excitation. And here's the unvoiced excitation, maybe less interesting. And then the combined, I won't play it. But when we filter the excitation with the filter coefficients, we get finally synthetic speech. So it does finish, so probably you didn't understand it. I will have more samples later. But first to the results. So previously we have used in the same system only one Galata pulse which we have modified according to the voice source parameters, and we had the result that it was preferred over the basic straight method. And here are some samples from that system.
The organized cultivation.
This could have been cultivation.
This is frame in 20 a day. Nicotine patches.
So we also participated in the Pivot Challenge 2010 with moderate results, and here are some samples from that.
No one tried, but the situation, it's beautiful up there.
So the quality is quite good. And here are the samples comparing this single pass technique and the later pass library technique. I hope you can hear the differences in this situation. The difference is not so big. So maybe I'll play the English versions.
then began making components.
I hope you heard some differences. Yes, good. Okay, here's Spectrocoms comparing the difference in quality. If you didn't hear, you can see, for example, that here the diplophony is modeled better. It's this pulse library technique corresponds more to the single pulse technique, and especially voiced fricatives here are modeled better because the single pulse technique couldn't reproduce soft pulses, and high frequencies as well are more natural. And we conducted some listening tests, and we found that the pulse library method was slightly preferred over the single pulse technique, but the difference wasn't so great. But the speaker similarity was better, and very, very many sounds were much more natural. But this is kind of a concatenative system of the source, so they are the same problems as in concatenative synthesis. So we have some discontinuity there and some more artifacts compared to the fluency of the single pass technique. Okay, here are the summary. So we have made a new physiologically motivated high-quality speech synthesizer, and this allows for better reproduction and control over the speech parameters, speech characteristics. And this pulse library generates more natural excitation because it retains the excitation interlibrary, and it is slightly preferred over the single pulse technique. And here are the references, and I thank you for your attention.
Plenty of time for questions. People try and use the microphones. Well, while you're thinking, I have a question or two. You're doing unit selection on pitch periods. So
yes.
Could you say something about how large the inventory is and how complex that search is? Is that that's potentially a much larger search problem than a diphone-sized unit selection?
Yeah, we are in the initial stage of developing this, so we are not experts in concatenative synthesis, but we have tried various sizes from, for example, 10 pulses to 20,000 pulses, and it depends a lot on the speech matter. Sometimes even 100 pulses might be almost as good as 10,000 pulses. So it's we are trying to make some sense of how to choose the best pulses that the synthetic would be as good with very few pulses.
One related question. Could you tell me how to choose appropriate quota pulse from the library? So criteria, how to choose the library.
How to choose the library?
Sorry, how to choose a pulse from the
library? From the library?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have this target cost and concatenative cost, and we have weights for both of these, which are tuned by hand at this moment. And the target cost is the RMS error between the source parameters of the library and the ones generated from the HMMs. And concatenative cost is, in this work we did it over 3 pulses. So it compares the similarity between the consecutive pulses, and it should be as similar as possible. At least we get good result this way. And the total error is a combination of this. Mm. But nowadays we use Viterbi over a voice segment to optimize this procedure.
Mm. So I did understand perfectly. RMSE between chosen rota pulse and
the same parameters which are generated from the HMMs because they are modeled in the HMMs.
All right. Makes sense. Yeah.
Could I have a follow-up question regarding the same thing? I realized that you use a light spectral pair or LSF for modeling the pulses, and could you give some rationale why you want to choose that, and also the still the same RMS, and the it's really you are measuring the similarity in what context? It's a frequency spectrum, magnitude, phase, whatever.
You mean here? The voice source spectrum here?
Yeah, the parameterization.
Yeah. So the vocal track spectrum is LFS.
That's fine. I'm more interested about the
spectrum of the source.
Source.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting question. The basically this stems from the fact that firstly, previously we have modeled the spectrum of the source by this, and here we have included it as a parameter here. Actually, I can assure that it would be the most it is a problem that how to choose the best parameters to describe this, and the research is still going on which are the best parameters for selecting the best pulses.
So we are
trying to model the spectral tilt and the spectral fine structure with this LSFs of the source, but so it is problematic because they're not really like those resonances.
So distortion is measured in the frequency domain magnitude? Because you mentioned RMS,
I wasn't too
sure that you are measuring the whole thing in the time domain or in the frequency domain or with or without phase or whatever.
It's only the LSFs.
Okay.
Yeah. So we can improve it maybe to convert it to frequency domain.
How many leaf nodes you have in your HMM system for the vocal tract parameters?
Sorry, I cannot. I don't remember that number.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.